A Friday morning on Scoops with Danny Mac. That means it is time for the Minor League Report. We'll bring in Brian Walton from the CardinalNation.com in just a moment. Some news to tell you about. The Cardinals announced yesterday they agreed to terms with 24 players from last week's amateur draft, one non-drafted free agent. And that announcement brings the total number of the 2018 class to 28 players, including nine of the team's top 10 selections. We'll get into that. What's happening with some all-star teams? Guys moving up in the system for the St. Louis Cardinals. It's all coming up with Brian Walton. And again, this is always presented by Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Minor League Report coming up.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
A Friday morning, and that means it's time for the Minor League Report with Brian Walton from thecardinalnation.com. If you love the minor leagues and love learning about the stars of tomorrow, the place to go, Brian Walton, thecardinalnation.com. Brian, good morning. As always, good to visit with you.
It's great to be here again, Dan. Exciting time for minor league baseball as what we call the short season play is starting tonight. So instead of just four teams playing, now we'll have all seven U.S.-based teams playing nightly until Labor Day.
And that means it's opening day for State College. Tell us a little bit about State College, the location, the type of player that'll be there, and then the type of season that they'll play throughout the summer here.
Well, there are three Class A leagues, and it gets a little confusing. State College is short season Class A, the lowest classification. And then we have Class A Peoria and High A or A Advanced Palm Beach. But of those three, only State College has this shorter season. It's a 76-game schedule that begins, as I said, tonight and runs through Labor Day. And that league is an interesting league in that there's 14 teams, and they're all in the primarily centered around the New York, Pennsylvania type of area. So there's a fair amount of bus travel. But the roster for Palm Beach, about a third of the roster is 2018 draftees. So these are young men who, just 10 days ago or so, names were called out in the draft, and now they've passed their physicals and they've become Cardinals. Of course, the rest of them are guys that were in the system that are working their way up primarily.
In terms of the kind of talent that is at State College, give us an idea of just how good some of these players are.
Well, I think the first player that everybody knows very well from his being the Cardinals' 2016 first-round draft pick, shortstop Delvin Perez. Perez has had 2 years in the system now, and they're really hoping that he steps up and begins to play like a first rounder should, and what's expected of the 10 players that are from the 2018 draft class. We have every player from the fifth through ninth round. So second baseman Nick Dunn, the fifth round, pitcher Edgar Gonzalez, outfielder Brandon Donovan and Lars Nootbaar, and then catcher Matt Deuce. So those are all guys that the Cardinals picked on the second day of the draft, and guys that they think will be able to contribute this year.
Let's go back to Delvin Perez. It got off to an inauspicious start. Many believed he was going to be one of the top five picks in the draft. He had the PED issue and hasn't moved quickly through the system, although he was very, very young. All that being said, Brian, how would you evaluate where Delvin Perez is in his professional career?
Well, I think to this point, Dan, he's been a disappointment. After 2 years, you would hope that a first-round draft pick would be into full-season ball. And I had projected way before spring training that he was going to make the Peoria team out of spring training. He didn't play well enough in spring training to justify that, and so he had to stay behind in extended spring. And the biggest problem, he has some consistency with the glove, but that's something that Jose Kendall worked with him on for 2 years, basically. And he made some improvements. The problem is with his bat. He just hasn't hit yet enough at any of the levels he was in. And he was actually sent back briefly from Johnson City back to the Gulf Coast League for a couple weeks last summer to get a little retooling. So, hopefully this is the year that Delvin Perez steps up, or people will be talking about him as a busted draft pick. He's still just 19. So, it's not like the guy doesn't have a lot of runway ahead of him, but, the expectations were just much higher.
When I watch him, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I go on the backfields, and I'm seeing him take ground balls. I'm seeing a rhythm, a smoothness to it. And he looks the part, but for whatever reason, he hasn't put it together. So my question would be, where are the deficiencies at right now? Is it more with the glove or more offensively?
Definitely with the bat, Dan. Yeah, you're right about him defensively, and he's tall. He's tall and slender. Still looks like a beanpole. I don't have his stats right in front of me, but if he was 6'3", 170, or 180, it wouldn't surprise me. And But he's very fluid defensively. Again, I don't think the defense is going to be the issue. The question is whether he's going to be able to hit consistently enough to ever, you know, become a difference maker in the major leagues like was hoped when they, you know, they gave him that big contract.
Well, tomorrow it'll be the All-Star game for Palm Beach. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, this is interesting. This is the first minor league All-Star game of the four full season clubs. And again, as we talked about last time, they have sort of a half season where they look at the standings and put some teams in the playoffs. They play an All-Star game, and then they play the second half and then have the playoffs. So Palm Beach's first half actually ended on Thursday night, and so the All-Star weekend now begins. That game's on Saturday night. And six Palm Beach Cardinals were named to the team, and it begins with Evan Krasinski, who's a left-handed pitcher who was the Cardinals' ninth-round pick last year, and he was the top starter. Now, granted, the Cardinals didn't pick any pitchers very early last year, but Evan Krasinski's an interesting guy, earned an All-Star berth. We talked about second baseman Andy Young, the former 37th rounder who's shown tremendous power. He figured out launch angle, and that's helped him. Catcher Jose Godoy, who's primarily been a catch and throw kind of guy, but is off to a very nice start offensively, and you know, hadn't committed an error this year. Third baseman Evan Mendoza, we also talked about him. He was the 11th rounder last year, and he's already moved up to Springfield, so he won't actually participate in the All-Star game. And then, and same with pitcher Anthony Hsu, who had a 2.11 ERA through his first eight starts with Palm Beach and got promoted to Memphis. So he was named to the team, but won't be participating. Then Will Latcham, closer, interesting guy, 17th rounder, so not a lot of attention. And he has nine saves so far and is striking out basically three batters every two innings. And then they added another player, which seemed an injustice that he wasn't included in the first place, and that was Austin Warner, who we talked about, you know, as the pitcher of the month in May.
When you look at Double-A Springfield, you mentioned them. There's also some All-Stars down there. Matter of fact, a pretty big selection. How about some of those kids that are down there and starting to make an impression at Double-A?
You know, it's an interesting cross-section, Dan, because of the seven Double-A Springfield Cardinals that are going to the Texas League All-Star game, four of them are players that were that came from the outside, and three of them are homegrown Cardinals. So we talked a little bit on one of the earlier podcasts about outfielders and how the Cardinals built up their minor league depth in the outfield by some free agent signings and trades. So outfielder Victor Roach is a free agent, was a former first-rounder for Milwaukee, is an All-Star, an interesting power bat. Then Lane Thomas, they picked up from Toronto last year, is also an All-Star. And then Chris Ellis, who has already been promoted to, actually Chris Ellis and Connor Green both are both pitchers, and they've also both already been promoted to AAA. Ellis is a guy that was part of the trade with Atlanta that also brought John Gant to the Cardinals for Jaime Garcia a year and a half ago. And then Connor Green is a guy that they also picked up in trade from Toronto, and they've converted him recently from starting to relief. And so he's another guy that Connor Green could be, you know, get on the radar for the big league club. Homegrown prospects, shortstop Tommy Edman, you know, just an all-around spark plug kind of guy. And then pitchers Connor Jones and Jake Woodford, who were both, you know, top draft picks and are, you know, working their way up through the system. And Jones and Woodford are the guys that kind of want to be the next guys to fall in behind Helsley and Hudson.
I want to go back to Connor Green. I saw him a lot in spring training. Big kid, as you mentioned, picked up in the deal with Toronto. Has he been able to control the strike zone better in competition? Because in spring training, you saw a terrific at times breaking ball, a plus fastball that would hit triple digits, but the question was controlling the strike zone, which was one of the concerns with Toronto. What have you seen so far this year?
Well, I think the move to relief gave us that answer, Dan, and that is he's continuing to strike out a batter per inning. He's continued to be effective in short bursts, and I think they're thinking that it looks like his history is going to be relief because his future is going to be relief, excuse me, because of that very issue of not being able to consistently have control as a starter. So, but you know, he looks like a guy who can dial it up for an inning or two and do a very good job. So they moved him up to Memphis, and we've got to watch and see how he does in that role. Green is on the 40-man roster, and that's another important point. And so, you know, if he pitches well for Memphis, he could easily get into St. Louis scrum because they wouldn't have to take anyone off the 40-man to promote him.
Ryan Helsley, last time we talked, was heading to the DL. What is the condition right now with Ryan Helsley?
Well, we don't have a lot of information other than he has some shoulder irritation. And anytime you hear, you know, shoulder, it causes concern. But there has been no word yet of any procedure done. So hopefully it'll just be some rest and rehab. But I don't have any specifics beyond just the basic nature of shoulder soreness.
And a final question for Brian Walton from thecardinalnation.com, which would be Dakota Hudson, a name that a lot of fans have heard a lot about. Give us an idea of just how well he's pitched this year.
Dakota Hudson, I think with his last start, lowered his ERA to 2.18, which now that Daniel Ponce, well, actually that passed Daniel Ponce de Leon, who, as we know, you know, has been promoted to St. Louis since our last call. You know, Hudson was a guy that folks, some folks were worried that he didn't have a strikeout pitch, that he's not a high strikeout guy. But we're talking about a guy who's a mid-90s fastball with a sinker. And, you know, he's, and then of course, has four pitches, basically. And so, you know, he's a guy that, that John Gannon sort of solidified himself, at least temporarily, as a number six starter. But Hudson's a guy that could be in the starting picture, or they could decide to, like they did with Ponce de Leon, bring him up. But and then put him in the bullpen. But I think of all these guys, you know, Hudson, and I'm talking about all these guys being Helsley and Hicks and Hudson, the Triple H guys, I think Hudson has the best chance of staying a starter.
I would advise any fan that's listening to this, if you love the Cardinals, you love the minor leagues, go to thecardinalnation.com. And Brian, tell them what they will get when they head to your website.
Well, you'll see a lot of information. It's an exciting time because draftees are literally signing every day. The Cardinals are announcing the signings, and we talked about State College starting up, but at the very beginning of next week, and I'm sure we'll talk about this in the next podcast, on Monday, the Gulf Coast League begins, which is the lowest level in the U.S., and then on Tuesday, Johnson City Cardinals and the Appalachian League begin play. So a number of these new draftees will be finding homes, and you know we're sharing with readers about their backgrounds and the rosters of these teams as they take shape.
Brian, as always, great to visit with you, and we'll talk next Tuesday.
Thanks, Dan.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
Our visit with Brian Walton is always presented by Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert. Visit him at thehomeloanexpert.com. Don't forget, our Minor League Report, that drops every Tuesday and Friday on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, as well as Mondays with Mo, our weekly conversation with the president of baseball operations. Currently on the website, a number of podcasts within the last 48 hours. Bob Costas was just dropped. I think you'll enjoy that visit with the future Hall of Famer. Thanks for stopping by ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.